This next story features something that annoys many of you, especially if you're in the car. It's a story about honking. There it is, downtown Des Moines, Iowa, where these days you're likely to hear a lot of honking around intersections. Not by cars, though. That's a bus whose driver has been ordered to honk when making any turn. It's part of an effort in Des Moines and some other cities to cut down on bus collisions with pedestrians. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell has our story.
One day last spring, 28-year-old Tiffany Schmidt was crossing the street in downtown Des Moines. Approaching from the opposite direction was a bus with the Des Moines Area Regional Transit Authority, or DART.
And as I got maybe close to midway across the street, a bus started to turn left. I thought he was going to stop.
But the driver didn't stop. Schmidt was struck by the bus but sustained only minor injuries. Now several lawsuits are underway after 7 bus pedestrian collisions in Des Moines over the last 2 years, which all had something in common. Each bus was turning left. So now those buses honk as they turn, not a rude big city laying on of the horn. More of a little beep-beep to get your attention. And there's more. Since all of the accidents involved left turns are now banned across much of downtown. That's reminding some of a widely circulated story about the late FBI director J. Edgar Hoover, who reportedly once ordered his driver to make no left turns after a left turn accident. DART General Manager Brad Miller says after 7 accidents, the transit system had to do something.
That's what led us finally to eliminate left turns in the core of downtown Des Moines. It's really a stopgap solution while we look at how we can permanently change our routes.
Bus riders are giving the changes mixed reviews.
I don't see Des Moines as being an unsafe city. I think something's not right here.
53-year-old Stacy Hopkins is waiting for a bus downtown.
The first day that I came downtown, everybody was a little bit put aback by the fact that all of a sudden they were headed straight when they should have been going left.
And Hopkins says he's noticed it's noisier downtown with the extra horns going off. But the honking really irritates Tiffany Schmidt.
Honking at a pedestrian isn't going to make you see the pedestrian. And all it means is that a pedestrian has to run out of the way from a DART bus.
The DART officials say if a horn can alert the person in the street and possibly avoid a collision, so much the better, whether or not the driver is in the wrong. A few other city bus systems have taken similar steps, including those in Cleveland and Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, where pedestrians were killed in bus accidents. And it turns out the cities are not alone. Those familiar brown UPS trucks, all 90,000 of them, UPS says its routes are now computerized to avoid left turns whenever possible. That's in part to prevent burning gas while waiting to turn left, but it's also for safety. Virginia Miller at the American Public Transportation Association says research has long shown that turning left is risky for pedestrians and vehicles alike.
Left-hand turns are one of the main, if not the main, cause of accidents in intersections. So when a person can avoid a left-hand turn, that's a good thing.
Meanwhile, DART has adopted dozens of other new safety procedures, and officials say the number of total bus accidents is down. As the new rules went into effect, though, the transit company settled one lawsuit from a pedestrian struck by a bus for more than $2 million. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell.